Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. I want to just clarify one point from last night's shiur before we begin the new sif of Sif Beis, and that is, we said last night on the Mishabura that lechatchila certainly one should have a mincha before shkia. But we said the dievet or b'shas atchak, one could daven all the way up till before Ben Hashmashos. We explained that Ben Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, which is 72 minutes after Shkia. So it's 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, one could daven mincha till then. That is not so pashit. That is the most extreme shita. Some say that Tzeis HaKochavim is really earlier, so the zman would be earlier. L'maisa, one should not daven mincha after 25 minutes after Shkia. So there is a zman that b'dievid, one could daven mincha after Shkia, but not as extreme as the shita we discussed last night. In l'maisa, up until 25 minutes after Shkia, our Shkia, it would be okay. Otherwise, one should not be davening mincha, according to many shitas. Let's begin now on the last line of page 294, Sif Beis. Im yesh lo mayim tzorech lito yodov kedei lehispalel. If one has water, he needs to wash his hands in order to daven. Afal pi she'eino yodea lohem shum lichluch. Even though he does not know of any dirt that's on his hands, if he has water, he's supposed to wash his hands for tefillah. V'lo yivarech. And this washing for tefillah should not be with a bracha. V'ayin la'el simin tzadi beis sivhei. The Ramah says, "Va'afilu omed milimudo yitel yodav l'tfila." Even if a person just got up from learning, he should still wash his hands for davening. The Mechaber ends the siman and says, "V'im ein lo mayim mizumonim ein tzarech lito." But if he does not have any water available, then he does not need to wash his hands. So the Mishabura begins in the last line of 294 as we turn to page Kufen Ches. Sipkoton tezvav tzarech lito. A person, if he has water, needs to wash his hands. Bein l'tfilas ha-mincha, bein l'tfilas arvis. This is both for mincha and for mariv. The mitzvah litol yodav l'tfila, there is a mitzvah to wash one's hands for davening. Sivkoton tezayin afal pish en yodea. Again, the Mechaber said there is an inya to wash your hands even though you do not know of any dirt. The imnotal yodav l'tfilas ha-mincha. If one washed his hands already before mincha, v'lo hisiel taito mishmirosan, and his mind did not go off of guarding his hands, ein tzorech lito yodav l'tfilas arvis, he would not need to wash his hands again from arif. So if he's davening at a mincha mariv, he washed his hands before mincha, he does not know of any problems that he had with his hands, and he was guarding them, he would not need to wash his hands again from arif. The Ramah said, "Ayin la'el simin sadi beis sevei." Says the Mishaburi Yudzayin, "Haynu madam mavur sham, that which is brought over there." Da'afilu hayu yodav muluchlachos. Even if a person's hands were dirty, v'notel yodav l'tfila, and he's washing his hands for tfila, ainu mavarech, he still does not make a bracha on that netila. V'ayin la'el simin zayin sif aleph Mishabura. Sif katan yudches goes on the Ramah that says, even if one gets up from learning, he needs to wash his hands for tfila. Says the Mishabura, "Rotza lomar de mistoma lo noga be'emtza limud b'makom etunaf." It means to say that we assume he did not touch any dirty places while he was learning. Afilu hachi mitzvah lito b'shvil hatfila. Say, even if he didn't touch any dirty parts of his body or any other dirt while he was learning, he still needs to wash his hands for tfila. V'kosav amogin avram. But if he washed his hands first for davening, and then he was mafsik between the netila and the tefila to learn, ein tzarech litol sheinis, he would not need to wash his hands after the learning. On Shabbos, let's say in the shul they are auctioning off the aliyahs, tzrichin litol sheinis letfilas ha-musaf, that's considered a break in the davening, and you would need to wash your hands again for musaf. Elohim kein lo hisiel daitu mishmiras yodav, unless again his mind did not go off the guarding of his hands. V'hel yirabba kosav, the yirabba writes, the kol zman shehem bebeis ha-medrash ein minastam ein kanes chadas v'chein ha-minug. The Yerab is more lenient. He says, even if you don't know specifically that you were guarding them, just stam, so long that you're in the base medrash, we assume there was no hesachadas, and the minhag is, so long that you have not left shul, you do not have to make a special trip outside to wash your hands from musaf, even if they auction the aliyahs off in between. Now, if you look at note number 35, He explains, why would you have to wash your hands for tefillah if you just learned and you knew that your hands were clean during your learning? The priest explains why you bedavka need washing for tefillah. As we know, the tefillah is in the place of the korban tamid. And the kohanim had to wash their hands before bringing the korban, so therefore we wash our hands before tefillah. He writes about this netilah sherabim in choshishim litul asidayim klal. Many are not careful to wash their hands before davening. Va'overim al divrei chachamenu zechonim levracha bedvarim kalim, and they're going against Chazal in a very simple thing to do. All you have to do is wash your hands, and people are not taking it seriously. They're not washing their hands, so he's encouraging people that they should wash their hands. The point of washing their hands is just for their cleanliness. It would not have to be three times to the coast on each hand. That's to get off the ruach ra. It's just a matter of washing your hands, as we'll see later, that if you don't have water, you can also just wipe your hands. So it's not a din in terms of the three times. That's a din in ruach ra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitas of Katan Yotes. Again, on the Rama that said, even if you got up from your learning, you still have to wash your tefillah. V'afilu nota yodav la'achila. Even if you wash your hands for eating, v'ochal and you ate, v'lo esiyo daitu, but you made sure the whole time that your hands were clean from your netila through your achila, still tzarech netila l'tefillah, you have to wash your hands again for davening. She'in netilaso la'achila ole l'tefillah. The washing you did for eating does not count for tefillah. But if you look at note 36, he does bring down the imkish and notal as yodav lasuda. But however, if you did wash your hands for a suda, kavon the imkish and notal as yodav lasuda. If when you wash your hands for the suda, kivin gam l'tfila, you had in mind the davening afterwards. So then the Shlomo Zalman says shim lo esiyal daitu ain't sarach lo shav litol as yodav l'tfila. Then if you were not esiyal das, you would not have to wash your hands again. So if you had it specifically in mind and you weren't esiyal das, that would be okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, the last word of the first wide line on page Kuf Mem Ches. Aval netila shachris shenota kishekom mimitaso. However, negovasu that you wash when you got out of bed, velo esia daitu, when you didn't take your mind off of the cleanliness of your hands, ola lo letfila, that washing does count for your netila for shachris. Sivkoton chof. We said in the Mechaber, if you have no water available, you do not need to wash your hands. Rather, you can just wipe your hands on anything that will clean them. Now, there's a very important note over here, note 37. When you are wiping your hands to clean them off instead of washing them, it's not enough just to wipe the part that you think might be dirty. Says note 37, since the wiping of the hands is in place of washing with water, we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that tzarech lanakos es kol hayad, you have to wipe off and clean the entire hand, bein gabo bein tocho, both the outside and the inside out of perek until the wrist, ubidieved maspik at sof kishrei etzba'osa, but just like the netila, bidieved it's enough until your knuckles. It's not good enough that which people are knowing. They just wipe off the tips of their hands. That is not good enough. If a person has nowhere to wash his hands for davening except in a beis akise, Rav Moshe says, you should wash your hands in the beis akise. But you should dry the hands outside. It's better to wash your hands in the beis akise, dry them outside, than just to wipe them off on something like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chof. Wipe your hands on anything that will clean them. This is all talking about regular hands that you don't know of them being dirty. But if your hands touch the dirty place, or you relieve yourself, then you need to go after water. Even for mincha or marav, so if your hands are for sure dirty, then you must go after water. It's not enough to wipe them off. You must go after water for mincha and for marav, like by shachris. And we learned the shear of that is, if you are traveling and you're going forward, so you continue another four meal. If you are going in a different direction than you are traveling, or you're sitting in your house and you have to go in any direction, it would be up to a meal to get water. Otherwise, again, you would not be required to get water. And that concludes Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. And now we're going to begin Simen Reish Lamed Dalet HaRotze L'Hispala Mincha Gedola Mincha Ketana. We've been discussing the two minchas, mincha gedola after 6.5 hours, mincha katana 9.5 hours. Which one is better? Now we're discussing a person who's such a bal tefila, he wants to daven both. So says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, harote lehispalo mincha gedola mincha katana. A person wants to daven both tefilos. So ein roi lo lehispalo reshus ela hagdola. You can't daven a chiyuv tefillah two times. You could do one as a chiyuv, one as a reshus. So says the Mechaber, it's not proper to daven the reshus ela hagedola. So mincha gedola, the earlier mincha, that would be your optional tefillah. And your required tefillah will be afterwards by mincha katana. As we have learned, that is the ikar time of mincha. The im yispala hagedola chova. If you did the wrong thing, lechora, and you daven mincha gedola as your chiyuv, lo yispala haktana ki im reshus, then of course you would only daven the mincha katana as the reshus. Aval ein roi lispala tfilas reshus, but in general, one should not go for optional tfilos. Ele im kein makir ba'atzmo, unless he recognizes himself, shehu zohir v'zoriz, that he has zahirus and he has zrizus, v'omid bedaito l'chavim b'tfiloso me'rosh v'atzof b'lo hesachadas. And he recognizes about himself that he can be mechaven his tefillah from beginning to end without having his mind go off the tefillah. You have to be very choshev to opt for these optional tefillos. Avalim eino mechaven bo yofe. But if you're going to daven an optional tefillah and you're not having the proper kavanah the entire time, karinan de lamali rozev chechem. We apply to him the pasuk that Hashem says, what do I need all your extra karbanos? What do I need your extra tefillos? It's enough you should have kavanah for three tefillos. Don't be adding on extra tefillos and not paying attention to what you are saying. We'll stop there in the Mechaber, Lasila Meshavurus of Katan Aleph. We said if you want to daven mincha gedola mincha katana. Mincha gedola, as we know, is mishei shos umechza. Mincha katana is mitesha shos ulamala, 6.5 hours, 9.5 hours. But rotze leispal shnem, you want to daven both of them. Achas lechiyuv, achas lenedova, one as your required tefillah and one as an extra Nedava Tvila. Ukamo de Kaimelo Misimin Kuvzain, like we saw earlier in Hukas Tvila, the Yochel Odom Lispalo Kamashe Yirtze, Betoras Nedava. A person could daven as many times as he wants, as long as he does it as an optional Tvila, as a Nedava. Ubavachi Chadesh Dover Bitfiloso Shahuli Nedava Ayin Shom, as long as he is adding on new requests and Dvarim Chadoshim in his Lushman Esrei. For the details, look over there. But if you turn to the back of the safe or just listen, read a couple of lines, note number two. So he writes that, however, Bizmanenu nowadays, the Mishabura told us, B'shein Neprivigodim, She'ein Kedai Lehispal Nedova. It's not Kedai nowadays to daven Nedova. V'chein Levur B'bir Aloch L'el. V'atam She'yesh L'chadesh Eze Dover. The reason why, that when you're daving a Nedova, which you should not do nowadays, but in the olden days, when there was an Indian of davening a dava, yishim mechadesh something, we explained earlier, shayideya chidish nikur shetfilosuhi l'shem tachanunim v'lo l'shem chova. By being mechadesh and adding new things to your tefillah, it is clear that it is only as in a dava and it is not a chiyuv. But the point I wanted to bring from over there is that nowadays we are not knowing to be davening a bedafka tefillas a dava. Sometimes we get into a suffix, so have in mind, if I'm not really chayv, it should be in a dava, but we don't go ahead and daven nowadays a tefillas nedava. Says the Mishaburu Sif Katan Beis, we said it's Ein Ro'i Lo Lehispalo Rishus Ela HaGedola. When you're choosing which one should be your optional tefillah, it should be the Mincha Gedola. Sif Katan Beis, the after La'ola Mispalo Machov Mikodem Yachag HaRishus, even though normally we daven the required tefillah first, and then we go for the optional tefillah, Hacha Kodem Teishu Mechza Lohigia Od Ikers Man Mincha. In this case, it's different, because till you get to 9.5 hours, you have not reached the main time for mincha. The ikerzman for mincha is only from 9.5 hours and onwards. Shehoya zman akrovas atomid b'chol yom kanal b'simin reish lamed gimel. Like we just said, reish lamed gimel, the main time that on every day they would bring the carbon tovet shel ben arbayim was 9.5 hours. Therefore, that's the ikerzman of tefilas mincha. So, although normally you should daven the chiyah before the reshus, in this case, because of the special inyan of davening mincha ketana, so the mincha gedola should be the optional one first, and the mincha ketana should be the required one later. However, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Aleph, that is not so pashut. Says the Shaar Tzion, that is in the Beis Yosef, V'da, didin zeh shel ha-mechaber hu rak das ha-Rambam. This sheet of the Mechaber is bringing down is only according to the Rambam. the svirle de mincha gedola hurak dieved. That was a shita that we saw a few days ago, the Rambam, that holds that mincha gedola only works with the dieved. However, v'harosh cholek al zeh, the Rosh argues in the Rambam, v'svirle de mincha gedola mutter luchatchila espalel. The Rosh holds mincha gedola is luchatchila, it's 100% fine, u'memeilu b'inyanenu. So maybe when it comes to the discussion over here, Yispal Mincha Gedola L'Shem Chova. Daven the first one, Mincha Gedola, which is L'chadchila, as your Chiyuv. U Mincha Katana, which comes second, L'Shem Rishus. Kedi'isa B'tur. V'hamechaber shelo hevi daitam. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this sheet of the Rosh, Mishum da'ozula tameh, is going L'shitaso, the Pasak v'reish simen reish l'amegimu ka'rambam. The Mechaber passing like the Rambam. So he's bringing down the shitaso, only the sheet of the Rambam, that mincha ketana is the ikur. Aval, lefi madin mashma shami ataz ve'agro. But according to what was mashma over there from the taz and the grosha, mitzadin ledina, kedas ha-rosh v'hatur, that they lean halach l'maisa, like the rosh and the tur, memelo yishtane zadin. So automatically this din would change. V'chein mashma b'beis yosef b'reish simen reish lamed gimel, u'b'hagro b'simen zeh, t'tolui zeh b'zeh. These two things are dependent on each other. If you hold that Mincha Gedola is just as Lechatchila as Mincha Ketana, so Avad over here, your Chiyuv should be the Mincha Gedola, and your Rishus should be the Mincha Ketana. Ulepela al ha'achronim shelo he'iru bazeh. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's a wonder that the Achronim don't even point this out, but says the Chavetz Chaim, it's poshut that this Mechaber is l'shitaso like the Rambam, and therefore he's saying that Mincha Gedola is only a b'dieved, so certainly that should only be your Rishus. Mincha Ketana, which is the Iker, should be your Chiyuv. According to the Rosh and the Gra and the Taz, that we're saying that Mincha Gedola is Lechatchila, you always go with the first Tfila to be the Chiyav, so the Mincha Gedola should be your Chiyav, the Mincha Ketana should be your Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kodin Gimel. The Mechaber said, V'im Yispal HaGedola Chova, if you messed up with the Mechaber, you daven the Chiyav first, don't daven the Ketana except as a Rishus. Because even according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, b'di'evid, you are yotzei your chiyuv b'mincha gedola kanal b'simen reish l'megimul. Ubastama, in a stam case where you davened, shelo kivein behedyo l'shem nedava, you do not have in mind when you daven mincha gedola that should be your nedava, nami nira de'o l'shem chova. Automatically a stam tefillah without any thought of being a nedava would be the chiyuv. V'yispal ha'shnir l'shem nedava mirtza. Then if you want to daven the second tefillah, you will do it l'shem nedava. Sifkat and Dalit is going on this general idea of daving an extra tefillah, daving a nedava. It's only if you're holding in high places, you're a zohir, you're a zariz, you realize about yourself, you can mechavim yitchila v'yatso without getting distracted. Zokta mishabura sifkat and Dalit. Eleim kei makir. Ubereish simen kuv zayin mashma debeina gamkein sheyechadish badover. We learned also in the Chas Tefillah that you need to mechadish something. We learned in the Chas Tefillah mechadish something really in each bracha. If you can't, we said one bracha was enough. The efshar dehecha shu makir ba'atzmo shi'chav in heitiv u'tefillah tovah here could be zot l'chavetz chayim that when you are makir about yourself that you could be mechadish properly and you're davening a chashav a tefillah lo ba'in a chiddush, maybe you wouldn't even need a chiddush in such an adava. Aval milishna de tur lo mash mahachi. However, from the Lashon of the Torah, it is not mashma that way. We'll stop here and continue with the Ramah, Emir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.